Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to hang out, do the Black Bottom, get into trouble, have some hot dogs, and hear some expressions of love. I have quite a few records by Harry Reaser's various groups, but I don't know where the record that's going to start off tonight's show has been all my life. Somehow I never heard it until last week, but I'm certainly glad I found it. Now I love lots of things. I love my wife, my family, and friends. I love good food and fine wine. I love vintage music, and I love doing this show. I'm sure you have things that you love too. But Tom Stax? Well, he loves Bulgarians.
Thank you. Dilly, it's Daffy, down Dilly how I love that girl. It's hopeless, I'm nutty, I'm softer than putty, how I love that girl. I don't stand a chance, and she did it all with a glance. I'm cuckoo, I'm loco, examine my cocoa, how I love that girl.
And I'm so blue, dear, can't you see? It's on account of you, dear, can't you see? What I'm referring to, dear, honestly, can't you see? Look at me, then use imagination, can't you see? That you're my inspiration, can't you see? I need a new relation instantly. If you'll just look into my eyes, then you will find, dear, words that my lips hesitate to say. Anyone at all can read my mind, dear, it gives me right away. Won't you bring my heaven into view, dear? Anything you ask of me I'll do, dear. Everything I have belongs to you, dear. Can't you see how I love you?
Dick Robertson with Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, credited on the label of that September 17, 1931 Harmony 78 as Lloyd Keating and his music, and Can't You See How I Love You. Can't You See How I Love You was written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert and was also recorded by Mildred Bailey, the rocking chair lady, with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Before that, it was our old friend Irving Kaufman with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and How I Love That Girl from November of 1924. How I Love That Girl was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito and was preceded by the Goofus Five with drummer Stan King on kazoo and Oh How I Love My Darling. Harry M. Wood wrote Oh How I Love My Darling, and that recording was made November 25, 1924. We started the show with a very novel novelty record, Oh How I Love Bulgarians. That was Harry Reaser's Syncopators with Tom Stacks providing the vocal. Now, the only thing more interesting than the fact that Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson wrote Oh How I Love Bulgarians at all is that it was recorded by at least three other bands, Tommy Christian, the Tuxedo Orchestra, and Joe Candulo. Harry Reaser's recording was also issued as by the Clevelanders. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment, you better hang on. Here's Smith Ballou.
Get together, better start in now. You're over there, I'm over here. Come over closer and lend me your ear. We gotta get together, better start in now. You've run around, never found just what you've been looking for. And now that I'm here, tell me who could ask for more. You've got the charms, I've got the love. Here in my arms you will fit like a glove. Oh, we gotta get together, better hang on to me. Thank you.
We began and ended that hangin' set with Hang On To Me, same title, different songs. The one we just heard was the earlier of the two, written by Ira and George Gershwin for the show Lady Be Good, and performed there by the Savoy Orpheans on March 19, 1926. We started the segment with the Ipana Troubadours and Smith Ballou with Raymond Clogus and Jesse Greer's 1929 Hang On To Me, recorded July 25th of that year. In between the Hang On To Me's were the original Indiana Five, who were hanging around on April 9th of 1926. The original Indiana Five was a working band and was also one of the first to be heard on radio. It was formed prior to 1923 and, before breaking up in 1929, recorded more than 110 issued sides. The band had nothing whatsoever to do with Indiana and played primarily in New York at the Bluebird and Cinderella Ballrooms and at the Rosemont. The group's original leader was trumpeter Johnny Sylvester, but he was succeeded by drummer Tom Morton around 1925. Hangin' Around was written by Joe Harris, Jack Gardner, and Fred Hamm, whose orchestra recorded it on December 17, 1925 for Victor, but apparently they chose not to issue it. As most of you know, Black Bottom refers to a dance originated in New Orleans in the 19-aughts and which became popular in the 20s through the show Dinah and George White's Scandals of 1926. In 1919, singer, songwriter, and vaudeville star Perry Bradford wrote and recorded the original Black Bottom dance. Well, I've got a set of Black Bottom records here, some of which don't necessarily refer to the dance. Thank you.
small, ran a dancing hall where they danced both night and day. Till her loving man, Mr. Dancing Dan, took another gal and ran away. Things went bad, so naturally he came back and walked into the dancing hall. Said, "Listen, folks, I've got a brand new dance. I've come back to show you all. It's called the Lag Bottom. It's all right." And then Melinda yelled with all her might. She said, "Take your black bottom out of here. I don't want it in my dancing hall. Take your black bottom out of here. I can't use it, that's all. Now I'm telling you right to your face, I've got another man to take your place. My sweet daddy is all right, and he teaches me new steps every night. His style of dancing is just the best. To see him step, it fills my heart with pride. You say that your black bottom sure is what? But your black bottom is all you've got. It gives me a pain, but I must say it again. Take your black bottom outside. The censors might claim your black bottom's all right, but I'm the critic that's covering it tonight. Am I making it plain, or must I repeat it again? Remove your dark anatomy outside. Get what I mean? Take your black bottom outside."
Thomas Fats Waller and a piano solo of Blue Black Bottom, recorded February 16, 1927, but not issued until it was put on an LP in 1965. Blue Black Bottom was a collaboration between Fats and Mike Jackson, who was not a regular songwriting partner. Jackson and Waller wrote at least a couple of other songs together, Black Snake Blues and I've Got the Joogie Blues. On his own, Jackson wrote I'm Gonna Kill Myself, Kissing Mule Blues, and Way After One and My Daddy Ain't Come Home Yet, recorded by Edna Wilson on the same day that Fats recorded Blue Black Bottom, but in New York and not in the former Trinity Church in Camden. Before Fats, it was Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, November 27, 1926, and Irish Black Bottom, written by Armstrong and Percy Venable. That was preceded by Ethel Waters and Take Your Black Bottom Outside, definitely not a reference to the dance. Take Your Black Bottom Outside was written by Clarence Williams and recorded May 6, 1927. And we started off that Black Bottom set with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers with Black Bottom Stomp, recorded in Chicago on September 15, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Now, everybody's got troubles, some more than others, and some way more than their fair share. The important thing is how you deal with your troubles. Here are a number of musical suggestions on how to deal with troubles, beginning with the Newport Tuxedo Inn Orchestra.
I'm looking for two lips to kiss my troubles away. I'm looking for two lips to kiss me every day. All violet would soon forget, and daisies all tell. And the daffodil could never feel my wish very well. I'm looking for two lips to bloom all the time. Sweet honeydew lips to press close to mine. Roses may bloom and fade in a day. So I'm looking for two lips to kiss my troubles away. Thank you.
and only the rain comes your way. Get yourself a sweetie and kiss your troubles away. Why should you be on the shelf by yourself feeling sad when a little love and kiss or two can make you so glad? Trouble is only a bubble, so if your sky should be gray, get yourself a sweetie and kiss your troubles away.
Got troubles? That was Zach White's Chocolate Bo Brummels advising you to hum all your troubles away. That Supertone 78 was made in Richmond, Indiana on February 11, 1929. Supertone was one of the secondary labels of the Star Piano Company, which of course issued classic jazz in the early 20s on the Jeanette label by artists such as Bix Beiderbecke, Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In the late 20s, much of their material was by territory bands such as Zach White's. White was born in Richmond, Kentucky in 1898 and played banjo and arranged for the college band in Wilberforce, Ohio. He formed his own band in the early 20s and was able to keep a band together until at least 1935. He died in Kentucky on March 10, 1967. Hum All Your Troubles Away was written by Ford Rush, Glenn Rowell, and Fleming Smith. Before Zach White, it was Tommy Gott and his Rose Room Orchestra, credited on the label of that Oriole 78 as Billy James Dance Orchestra. Their suggestion on how to deal with troubles? Get yourself a sweetie and kiss your troubles away. The label of that March 27, 1929 recording credits the vocal to Tony Lombardi. And we began that troublesome set with an unidentified male duo with the Meyer Davis Orchestra, credited on the label of that Duophone 78 as the Newport Tuxedo Inn Orchestra. And I'm looking for tulips to kiss my troubles away. That's tulips as in flowers. That recording is from October or November of 1928. Duophone recordings were made in the U.S., but pressed and released only in the U.K. This final segment of the show is all about hot dogs. I had already decided this was going to be a topic this past week because I happened upon a couple of records about hot dogs I hadn't played before. But by coincidence, a few minutes ago, my friend David Weinberg, who you know from Marketplace on NPR and Random Tape here on KISL, posted a picture on Facebook from Benny's Bullpen in Las Vegas, which boasts downtown's largest hot dog condiment bar. We're going to Las Vegas next month, and I'll have to stop by and check it out. Anyway, here's Nat Ganella and his Georgians.
Understood with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too. Hot dogs, ain't they very nice hot dogs? Yes, they're very nice hot dogs. Very, 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 very nice with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too. Oh, a soda, drives me nuts. Yes, yes, I don't like strawberry, lemon or lime, 'cause something else is on my mind. Hot dogs, fit for kings and queens, hot dogs. They ain't beyond your means, hot dogs. They really are supreme, with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Hot dogs!
Hot dogs, very good, with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Hot dogs!
Yum, 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 yum.
Hot
dogs, very good, with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too. Coca-Cola?
Yes, we like it.
Whiskey soda?
Yes,
so do I. I don't like strawberry, or lemon, or lime. Something else is on my mind.
Hot dogs!
Hot dogs! Give me hot dogs!
Hot
dogs! Very good! With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too!
Thank you. make the day so sunny. I write love letters to you in the sand. Oh, gee, won't that be grand to be wicky-wacky wooing at the seashore. Oh, boy, there's nothing sweller. Hot dogs, sarsaparilla, with lots of kisses from my honey. You'll be my Cinderella, and I'll be that lucky fella. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with you.
The champagne of big band singers Dolly Dawn, born Teresa Anna Maria Stavile on February 3, 1916 in Newark, New Jersey, with At a Little Hot Dog Stand. That was written by Sam Coslow and Larry Spire in 1939 and was preceded by Tom Berwick and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Bluebird 78 as Sid Pelton and his orchestra, Sid Pelton being trumpeter in the band, with Hot Dogs and Sarsaparilla. The vocalist on that June 1st, 1934 recording was Dick Robertson. And we began that hot dog set with Nat Ganella and his Georgians, with Nat himself providing the vocal on Hot Dogs. recorded in London on September 24th, 1940. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. And I think right now I'm going to go have me a couple of dogs. But I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.